It's time for your KBOO afternoon COVID-19 news update for Wednesday, May 13th, 2020. 25 workers at the Hood River Distillers, members of Teamsters Local 670, have gone on strike after their employer during the COVID-19 pandemic implemented a final offer that alters health insurance benefits and provides paltry wage increases. The union filed unfair labor practice charges with the National Labor Relations Board, alleging that the company bargained in bad faith and made unilateral changes to terms and conditions of employment. The management also filed an unfair labor practice charge against the Teamsters, alleging the union refused to bargain in good faith. Hood River Distillers produces and bottles popular brands such as Pendleton Whiskey, Aviation Gin, Jose Cuervo Tequila, and Monarch Distilled Spirits. Oregon Senator Ron Wyden was joined by privacy advocates Wednesday in forcefully condemning a new proposed amendment to the Patriot Act put forward by Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell. The amendment would explicitly permit the FBI to collect records of Americans' internet search and browsing histories without a warrant. It would also mandate that Attorney General William Barr and his successors conduct an annual review of the FBI's submissions into the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, or FISA, court. In his statement today, Wyden said this amendment would mean it is open season on anybody's most personal information. If that doesn't give you chills, he added, I don't know what will. An amendment proposed by Wyden and Senator Steve Daines, which would have required the Justice Department to show probable cause before collecting data under the Patriot Act, was voted down by one vote on Wednesday. Senator Bernie Sanders chose not to attend the vote. Meanwhile, vote by mail has come under threat in an unprecedented restructuring of the U.S. Postal Service. Deputy Postmaster General Ronald Stroman has reportedly been forced out of his position, throwing the leadership of the U.S. Postal Service into further chaos. This move comes as the agency faces a potentially catastrophic financial crisis, and efforts by Trump administration officials to impose draconian changes on the nation's most popular governmental institution. Reports of Stroman's ouster came just days after the selection of Louis DeJoy, a leading donor to the Republican Party and President Donald Trump, to serve as Postmaster General. Current Postal Chief Megan Brennan, who's retiring effective June 15th, has warned Congress that the agency could face financial ruin by the end of September without a rapid infusion of emergency funds. In Oregon, five counties are pushing full speed ahead to reopen at the end of this week, despite sudden surges in their reported coronavirus cases. According to the Oregonian, Clatsop, Jefferson, Polk, and Umatilla counties have each seen their known COVID-19 infections more than double in the last 2 weeks, even as statewide restrictions aimed at slowing the spread of the virus remained in place. Marion County, which has Oregon's highest rate of coronavirus infections, reported nearly 270 new cases during that time, more than any other county, including the Portland metro area's three counties. Multnomah, Washington, and Clackamas counties have not applied to reopen. They have seen the majority of Oregon's COVID-19 cases until this point. But community spread continues the slow spread of the virus throughout Oregon without statewide contact tracing in place. In international news, the Israeli government is using the coronavirus pandemic to implement a massive military takeover of Palestinian land in the West Bank. The land seizures are illegal under international law, but Israel has until now been allowed to expand its territory onto Palestinian land with impunity. Israel has had three inconclusive elections during the past year, and after this latest one, the two top contenders, Benjamin Netanyahu and Benny Gantz, have put together a power-sharing deal to be able to form a government. A key clause of the coalition deal between Gantz and Netanyahu will allow annexation of the West Bank to go ahead as soon as July. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo today visited Israel. Pompeo told an Israeli newspaper that he talked with Netanyahu and Gantz about, quote, how to deal with all the factors involved and how to make sure the move is done properly. He did not meet with Palestinian leaders. A reminder to all our listeners that the governors of Oregon and Washington have issued executive orders for all residents to stay home unless doing essential work or going out to make essential purchases. This helps slow the spread of this virus and appears to be working in both states, as long as people continue to follow the orders to remain home and stay separated from other people. Resource links and news are available on the KBOO website at kboo.fm/COVID-19. That's it for the afternoon news update. Tune in today and every weekday at 5 p.m. for the KBOO Evening News, produced by volunteer reporters working remotely from their homes. Stay home, stay safe, and if you don't have a home, call 211 for information on where to go for resources in the Portland area. For KBOO News, I'm Jenka Soderberg.